This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Apple's GarageBand app has received a very specific update this week, the addition of traditional Chinese instruments. They also added some opportunity for finesse. You can add a note bend or rapid picking to the Chinese pipa guitar and trills and glissandos to the erhu. And the move to expand appeal to a Chinese audience doesn't stop there. Apple also added sharing options for two of Asia's most popular social media networks, QQ and Youku, and iPhone 6S users can take advantage of the app's 3D features to gain additional control of the new instruments. Want to play with these instruments, but not sure what to do with them? Apple's got you, with an array of modern and traditional Chinese music templates to get you started on your new venture in digital music making. When was the last time someone described a band's sound to you in fewer than four or five genres? And after they've told you that it's jazz fusion meets classical meets outlaw country, you still can't imagine what they must mean or whether you'll like it. Well, a team of scientists from McGill University, the University of Cambridge, and Stanford has found a completely new way to categorize music. The system catalogs songs based on three things: arousal, how intense the music is; valence, a spectrum of emotions; and depth, the music's level of intellect and sophistication. It's basically matching music suggestions with your personality. The findings of this research are useful to music therapists and music engineers alike, as the three attributes allow therapists to have more success with their patients, while Google Play can better anticipate what you want to hear when the software matches you up with a playlist for your mood or activity. It seems we'll have our questions surrounding the future of Fun Fest answered next month. Bobby Garza, the general manager for Transmission Events, said they are fully committed to keeping business as usual and are looking into available dates for Auditorium Shores that don't conflict with events at the Palmer Center or the Long Center. But if they don't have dates, they don't have bands. So will it end up being a race to get a full-fledged festival the size of Fun Fest off the ground in under 6 months? Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.